This is The Urban Political,
the podcast on urban theory, research, and activism.
We delve into contemporary urban issues with scholars, activists, and policymakers from around the world,
providing informed views, state-of-the-art knowledge, and unusual insight. The podcast aims to advance our understanding of urban environment and how we might make them more just and democratic.
So welcome to the Urban Political Podcast. We're going to introduce ourselves now and tell you a little bit about what we plan to do, why we're doing it, and what we hope will happen. My name is Ross Beveridge. I'm a senior research fellow at the University of Glasgow in the Urban Studies Department. I've worked on public ownership in the city, infrastructure, activism in the state, and different forms of being political in the city.
My name is Markus Kipp. I'm a postdoc researcher at the Georg Simmel Center for Metropolitan Studies at the Humboldt University in Berlin. And I've worked in the past on urban commons, solidarity, architectural sociology, and I'm currently involved in a project on urban heritage.
Hi, I'm Sandy Tai. I'm the master's student in heritage study. I study in Anhalt University of Applied Science in Dessau. And I'm in charge of the communications of the podcast. So let's hear about the motivation behind the Urban Political Podcast.
The motivation was to get out of the academic bubble, to engage with the wider range of people who are interested in acting politically within the city. The challenge is to come up with an engaging, interesting podcast which makes doing that, being political in the city, more accessible to these groups.
That's right. And we'd like to explore the potentials of podcasting as a form of communicating across the spectrum of activism, research, and policymaking.
So, what is the purpose of the podcast?
In order to bridge research and activism, the podcast aims to make three critical contributions.
We want to develop an accessible style and format, one centered on societal, political relevance, and not on highly specialized academic debates and ideas. We want to remove obstacles to engaging in dialogue between activists, policymakers, and researchers, through lowering the threshold for communicating ideas. And we also want to provide opportunities, even a platform for direct transnational discussion, even an alternative to going to international conferences and meetings.
Then what can we expect to hear from Urban Political Podcast?
Our formats include the classic podcast format of a discussion around half an hour. We also have in-depth interviews, features on urban controversies, book reviews. We'll look at a diverse range of subjects related to urban politics, including in the coming months, reclaiming the tourist city at Checkpoint Charlie, the new municipalism, bridging research and activism, a review of Roger Kyle's new book, Suburban Planet, online dating forms, sanctuary cities, and multi-languaging, the development of language in diverse urban contexts.
What are the assets in producing the podcast?
As we produce the Urban Political Podcast, we recognize that our selection of topics, areas, and voices that get to speak on it are certainly based on our very subjective positions and connections that we have. Certainly, in the future, we aim to allow for greater diversity and offer a platform for more voices to be heard in relation to transformative politics. Our aim is clearly to make the podcast accessible for people outside of academia, but we also admit to be academics by profession. Therefore, some episodes may be more academic than others. So if you don't like podcast one, try listening to podcast two.
If you have any idea for our podcast or would like to produce an episode with us, please get in touch with us via our email.
urbanpolitical@protonmail.com. We also welcome feedback on our episodes.
For more information, visit our website
urbanpolitical.podig.io.
Follow us on Twitter.
Thank you for listening. Please subscribe and see you soon.